This evening and into the overnight, we are going to see a chance for a few gusty thunderstorms with some brief heavier downpours, especially north and west of D.C. Temperatures will drop through the 50s into the lower 60s by early tomorrow morning as our skies begin to partially clear. A mix of sun and clouds on your Thursday, a stray shower or two, upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Tracking some light showers moving into the far western suburbs of northern Virginia. Otherwise, cloudy skies. 66 now in Northwest.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis. Coming up, some breaking news this afternoon. Virginia lawmakers scrap a proposed state budget and head back to the drawing board. Some late overnight road construction work caused miles of beltway delays this morning.
Why was the D.C. National Guard delayed for hours in responding to rioting on January 6th? I'm Mitchell Miller, today on the Hill.
In the red right now on Wall Street, the Dow is down 130 points. 1 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Senators are due to be sworn in soon for the impeachment trial of a member of the Biden cabinet. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Appearing on CBS Mornings, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas touched upon pending congressional impeachment proceedings against him.
As they work on impeachment, I work in advancing the mission of the Department of Homeland Security. That's what I've done throughout this process.
Mayorkas again called on Congress to approve a bipartisan border security proposal. He says U.S. senators and representatives are the only ones who can do something about the border problem.
The FAA lifted a ground stop for Alaska Airlines planes that lasted for about an hour this morning. The airline had a software issue during a system upgrade. President Biden's calling for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel as he campaigns in Pennsylvania. CBS's Nancy Cordes says it comes as his likely fall opponent deals with his hush money trial.
The Biden campaign is clearly looking to play up this split screen moment where you've got former President Trump holed up in a New York courtroom for much of the week while President Biden is on the campaign trail here in the nation's largest battleground state for 3 days this week.
They're cleaning up in four states from damage done by violent storms, including tornadoes yesterday. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen on the potential trouble spots later today.
There is a slight risk, or a category 2 out of 5, for portions of northeast Nebraska on into Missouri. There's also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms that includes portions of Michigan on down through Indiana, most of Ohio, western Pennsylvania as well.
Iran's president warned Israel it would face consequences if it conducted a military response after Iran's missile and drone attack. CBS's Imtiaz Tayyab says Israel is poised to take possible action.
It hasn't said how, clearly not telling its allies how it's going to do it, but it does seem as if that whatever Israel does do, that they have intended, rather, that it's going to be limited in scope and that the hope is that it's not going to spread any further.
What do Alexei Navalny's widow Yulia and NFL star Patrick Mahomes have in common? Well, they're two of the 100 on Time's most influential list. Kate Matthews is an editorial director.
All of these folks all across Time come together to create the Time 100. And I sometimes make the joke that it's the Time 100 in multiple ways, both in terms of the number of decision makers on the list, as well as the number of folks we recognize.
And Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 115 points, S&P down 32. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
103 on WTOP, Hump Day Wednesday. It's April 17 with cloudy skies, 65 now. We're heading into the 70s. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Lewis with the top local stories we're following this hour. And there are breaking developments out of Richmond today, where Virginia lawmakers have reconvened for the veto override session to discuss one of the big issues, the state budget. Democratic leaders and Governor Glenn Youngkin have agreed to set aside their current budget plan and start from scratch on a new state budget. The General Assembly reconvened today to go over the 200-plus amendments that Governor Youngkin had proposed. The impasse on the budget, mainly over taxes and how the money would be spent. There was a threat that the governor would offer the first ever veto of the entire budget document. A new budget agreement needs to be in place by the end of June, or there could be a state government shutdown. Many Beltway drivers ran into serious delays early this morning, for some people nearly tripling their commutes. The main issue, overnight road work that started near the American Legion Bridge that went into overtime this morning. They were due to be finished around 5 a.m., but there were troubles with lifting girders on a nearby bridge, and the work didn't finish until about 7 o'clock. Only one lane on each loop of the Beltway was getting by after temporary closures, and backup stretched for many miles. Secondary roads felt the impact as well. Michelle Holland with VDOT tells us what went wrong.
We had crews working during overnight hours last night, and they are in the process of lifting steel girders into place to support a future bridge that's going to cross over I-495. Once the crews get started with those girder lifts, they have to make sure the beams are secured and tied off safely before they can reopen traffic. And they ran into some issues during overnight periods and had to complete that, make sure everything was bolted and secured before they can reopen the lanes.
Pouring salt onto the wounds this morning, there was a broken down tractor trailer that added to delays on the around the Legion Bridge. But here's a heads up for drivers. The same work will be taking place the next two overnights. VDOT tells us they are hoping for no delays the next time around. A serious crash in Laurel involving a pedestrian is under investigation. Anne Arundel County police say it happened just after 11 o'clock this morning on Fort Meade Road near Whiskey Bottom Road. The crash involved a pickup truck which remained on scene. The pedestrian was hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. In other news, a congressional panel is re-examining why it took more than 3 hours for the D.C. National Guard to respond to rioting at the Capitol on January 6th of 2021. Details from WTOP's Mitchell Miller. Today on the Hill.
We arrived too late. One American laid dead with other sisters and brothers injured.
Captain Timothy Nick was among the D.C. National Guard members who waited for the order to respond. He and other whistleblowers have testified before a House panel that senior Pentagon officials said on a call they were concerned about the optics of sending in the Guard. But Nick says his unit was ready.
We were not allowed to do our job due to paralyzed decision-making by Acting Secretary of Defense Chris Miller and Secretary of the Army Ryan McCarthy.
Former Pentagon officials have defended their actions during what was a fluid situation. Various reviews indicate former President Trump didn't reach out to the defense secretary or other high-ranking Pentagon officials as the violence unfolded. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Millions of people watched women's college basketball this year, captivated by stars who shined bright. Now that they're headed to the WNBA, the fans are likely headed there as well.
The Mystics say they're expecting one of their largest season ticket bases ever this season after setting a team record for sellouts last season.
We fully expect to break that record again this season. And, you know, we're seeing unprecedented demand over the last 24 to 48 hours for certain games.
The cost to go to the team's home game against the Indiana Fever, who just drafted Caitlin Clark, is in the hundreds of dollars right now. So Allison McCauley, the chief business officer for the Mystics, was asked about moving that game to a bigger venue in order to accommodate the interest.
We have to work with both the league and our partners, including the city, to make something like that happen and make sure that everybody's on board with this decision to relocate.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP and Money News.
Layoffs at a company where business is just fine. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
It's 108.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Now, traffic and weather on the 8th to Rob Stallworth in the WTOP Traffic Center.
The only delays on the outer loop are in Montgomery County, leaving River Road headed across the American Legion Bridge into Virginia. In Virginia, on both the inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike, that work is still in the right lane. Back in Maryland on 29 northbound near Blackburn Road, that's where we had the right side blocked for the vehicle fire. We may only have a single left lane getting by there, northbound 29, as you head toward Blackburn Road. Stay alert along the right side and a single lane getting by the vehicle fire. Northbound BW Parkway toward 197, a single right lane gets you by the work zone. If you're traveling otherwise, and 450 Annapolis Road between Racetrack Road and Stony Brook Drive, that crash is wrapped up and gone near Scarlet Oak Terrace. Traveling on 198 eastbound at Whiskey Bottom Road, follow police direction for the crash investigation there. Route 50 going across the Bay Bridge westbound, still with the right lane blocked for the work zone, headed across the Bay Bridge into Annapolis. If you're in Annapolis, keep in mind Route 2, Solomon's Island Road at Forest Drive. That crash that was in the intersection is now clear, and your travel lanes have been reopened. In Virginia, I-95 southbound on the brakes, leaving Lorton, headed down toward Dumfries. Between Dumfries and Triangle, that's where the broken down vehicles along the left side. Well, northbound I-95, headed past Triangle toward the Dale City truck scales, that work also in the right lane. Traveling in the district, northbound DC 295 toward Burroughs Avenue, we had the right side blocked for the work zone, so watch out for that. If you're southbound on DC 295, your delays are headed toward East Capitol Street. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Let's hear from Steve Rudin with the 7 News First Alert Forecast.
Mostly cloudy skies for the remainder of the afternoon with scattered showers. Moving into the evening and overnight, a better chance for showers, even some gusty thunderstorms. Temperatures will eventually fall to the 50s to lower 60s by early tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy tomorrow, a stray shower, upper 70s to lower 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Steve Rudin in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now with cloudy skies, we're up to 66 degrees, and we're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news on WTOP at 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
Red Lobster may file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy to get out from under a mountain of debt and expensive leases. If it does, it would continue business as usual. Red Lobster lost $11 million on last summer's all-you-can-eat shrimp promo. The outlook for the restaurant business in D.C. is not good, and that's according to restaurant owners themselves. A survey by the Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington found 64% rank economic conditions in D.C. as unfavorable. Of those, 76% expect it to stay that way or get worse. Amazon's HQ2 in Arlington has not been spared the company's sweeping layoffs. The Washington Post reports HQ2 shed hundreds of jobs last year instead of continuing to add them as it is pledged. Amazon has also postponed construction of Phase 2 of its HQ2 campus in Pentagon City. The Dow's down 81 points. The S&P 500 is down 27. That's a half percent. The Nasdaq's down 145 points. It's a 1% loss. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses, so you can make every move matter. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Still to come.
It's only as wide as a driveway in an area developer hopes you'll call it home. I'm Mike Marilla.
It's 112.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Goodfeet Store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Goodfeet Store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Goodfeet Store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet Store. The Good Feet Store has locations across Greater DC and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today, or just stop by the store nearest you.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now there's a simple, easy, and effective way to clean your nose and protect your health. It's called Navage. Navage, available at Navage.com.
And coming up on WTOP, a race car will be lighting up some streets in D.C. this weekend. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
At WTOP, our listeners matter.
Now we're coming up on a election year and we're going to be inundated. And one of the things I like most about TOP is I can trust their information.
WTOP, Washington's top news.
Great to have you with us on a Wednesday. I'm Mark Lewis. A brand new single family home in Northwest DC is listed for less than $600,000. So what's the catch? WTOP's Mike Murillo says it has just 600 square feet of living space.
When they started to build the home at 1738 Glick Court Northwest in the Shaw neighborhood, Nadi Samnang of Omnifix, a Virginia builder, and his brother were thrown a curveball when the city said they could only build it 6 feet wide.
We almost walked away at that point.
But they didn't and decided to build a two-story home with a bedroom, 1.5 baths, a living room, and a kitchen. But the build was tricky.
We had to hand carry everything we had. We had to bring in materials from the street.
Now they're looking for the right buyer who
maybe likes that high-rise condo apartment-type feel, but without the condo fee, without the HOA fee, and without neighbors.
As for some of the critics of the property online who say,
how can anyone live in this? You know, it's so small, it's so tight. It's actually not.
And he encourages them to come and take a tour of the property. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
You can check out photos at WTOP.com. The head of the Transportation Security Administration says TSA's recent salary increases are paying off. More from Federal News Network's Justin Doubleday.
Attrition at TSA is down nearly 9% since the agency gave employees historic pay raises last year. TSA Administrator David Pekoski, who testified before House lawmakers yesterday, says the agency's federal employee viewpoint survey scores are also improving. Last year's pay raises brought TSA salaries in line with much of the rest of the federal workforce. TSA's budget request for 2025 would continue to fund periodic pay raises as well as career ladder promotions. Justin Doubleday, Federal News Network.
You may have heard here that Formula One will be taking over part of Pennsylvania Avenue in D.C. Well, it's happening this weekend. It's all part of the Red Bull Show Run, a free showcase that demonstrates the power of the RB7 car, which has won multiple F1 championships worldwide. Road closures will be in effect around Pennsylvania Avenue for Saturday's event. You can check out more details at WTOP.com. A quick look at the top stories we're working on. Virginia lawmakers are headed back to the drawing board on a new state budget. A construction delay leads to miles of backups on the Beltway, and it lasted for many hours this morning. A Russian missile attack killing more than a dozen people in Ukraine and injuring more than 60 others. Full details on these stories just minutes away. Keep it here. It's 118. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rob Stallworth, what a day it's been at the WTOP Traffic Center.
It has been, but yet it still continues in Virginia. Southbound I-95 between Lorton and Quantico. First, the work zone after Dale City exit 156 is in the right lane. Then the broken down vehicle just before Triangle is in the left lane. Northbound I-95 as you leave Quantico headed toward the Dale City truck scales. That's where the work is also in the right lane there. Then you are clear toward the Springfield interchange on the outer loop. As you make your way past Van Dorn Street headed toward the Wilson Bridge, you're in pretty decent shape, but the inner loop slows, leaving Telegraph Road headed toward Eisenhower Avenue. Uncertain if we have anything stopped in the roadway there. Inner loop and outer loop between the toll road and the Georgetown Pike. That work continues to block the right lane. In Maryland, no problems really on the Beltway as you travel between Bethesda and Oxon Hill. Northbound BW Parkway toward 197, a single right lane gets you by the work zone there. In Burtonsville, 29 northbound near Blackburn Road. That's where we had the left lane getting by the extinguished vehicle fire. Still the issue on 198 eastbound at Whiskey Bottom Road. Still under police direction for the crash. A response on the scene. It's actually an investigation now. We believe eastbound traffic is being diverted onto Old Annapolis Road. Westbound lanes are open on 198 as you head toward Whiskey Bottom Road. Route 50 coming across the Bay Bridge westbound, still with the right lane blocked for the work zone. Up northbound 301 as you head toward, at this point, Excalibur Road. We understand that's where the right side is blocked for the work zone. Southbound Pennsylvania Avenue before the Suitland Parkway. We still understand the right lane is blocked for the work there, so watch out for that. And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, and ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com. That's progressive.com. Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
The 7 News First Alert Forecast, Mark Pena joining us live now as we keep an ear out and an eye for some rain perhaps later.
Yeah, you know, we've got the chance for a rumble of thunder or two later on tonight. And even right now, we're tracking just a few showers across the area, mainly into Montgomery and portions of Frederick County in Maryland. A very light shower moving towards the I-270 corridor, and even a few sprinkles down 95 into portions of Dale City, down towards Stafford. Now, this is just for now. Temperatures nice and mild in the low 70s with southeast winds about 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's tonight when we're tracking the chance at additional showers and rumbles of thunder. Some of them could be on the stronger side. Now, the threat for severe weather is mainly only going to be some damaging winds and some of the heavier downpours, and lasting through about midnight. After that, we're looking at clearing skies, temperatures falling to the 50s. Your Thursday looks fantastic. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures on either side of 80 degrees with north winds about 5 to 10. And your Friday, clouds build back in. It's mainly looking like a cloudy but dry day. A chance at a shower or two is there, but most of us looking to stay dry. Temperatures around 70. And your weekend, right now looking dry as well. Partly cloudy skies for both Saturday and Sunday. Temperatures around 70 for Saturday. Another weak front pushes on through, not expected to bring any rain, but it drops temperatures to the upper 50s to low 60s for your afternoon highs on Sunday. So again, your radar right now looking pretty quiet. Just a few showers again into portions of Montgomery County. Temperature-wise, it is nice and mild out there. We're in the 60s. Let me get my temperature map here. It is 67 in Alexandria, 71 in Sterling, and 66 in Rockville.
All right, Mark, the forecast brought to you by Len the Plumber, Heating and Air. Trust same-day service, 7 days a week. Coming up,
the political work to get a new bridge rebuilt. I'm Dick Uliano.
122.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart. But integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
DC, the wait is over. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, is now officially live. This is George Wallace, and right now, new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. All you got to do is bet $5 on something, and you get $150 in bonus bets. And we've got the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs, all about to start. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams and all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. It's that simple. Just visit FanDuel.com/ GW. That's FanDuel.com/GW to sign up today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 and older and present in D.C. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 1:24. Salvage efforts continue in Baltimore, where crews are removing massive chunks from the collapsed Key Bridge. The heaviest section so far has weighed about 450 tons, carried out by the largest crane on the eastern seaboard. WTOP's Dick Iuliano says it's all for the eventual rebuilding of that structure.
You cannot have a fully functioning port of Baltimore if the Key Bridge is missing.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore will be returning to Capitol Hill later this week to lobby lawmakers to back federal funding to erect a new bridge.
While I know that many have grown cynical to the notion of bipartisanship,
the governor feels certain Democrats and Republicans can come together on a plan to rebuild the bridge before the lengthy legal battle seeking accountability from the ship's owners and operators.
I'm confident in the ability of the U.S. Congress to come together in this moment.
The governor will urge members of Congress to see for themselves the disaster that requires full recovery.
I ask you to get on the water and I ask you to see it firsthand.
Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.
So what will happen to the wreckage from the bridge once it's removed from the water? The city's Museum of Industry plans to preserve some of the pieces. It's part of a new effort to collect items related to the bridge creation, history, and its collapse. The museum's executive director tells the Baltimore Banner the project aims to tell the human stories behind the landmark. The items will be available to researchers, and the hope is they'll eventually be used to create a new exhibit.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
1:25 on WTOP. George Wallace is here. Some breaking NBA news.
Yeah, no doubt, Mark, as Raptors' Jontay Porter, brother of Nuggets star Michael Porter Jr., has been banned for life from the NBA for violating the league's gaming rules. He allegedly provided confidential information.